Thurston Fine's voice hit me as I walked into the newsroom of KWMT-TV. Mornings aren't my favorite in the best of circumstances. Morning and Thurston Fine are a deadly combination. Then add on the fact that they stood beside the widening in the hallway that served as the break room. In other words, they were between me and my next hit of coffee.
Children playing at Cowboys and Indians? Absolutely not. That is beneath my dignity.
Thurston's lofty voice was worthy of someone who'd endured a slanderous affront to his journalist ethics. For the anchor of KWMT-TV of Sherman, Wyoming, that meant it was play acting. He has no journalistic ethics. Some, including me, would say he's not a journalist, period. As for his dignity, he had the touchy spun glass external kind, involving clothes, cars, and hair gel, but none of the deeper than the bones into the soul kind. "It's not," began the station's news director. Fine cut him off.
"I don't do that kind of story. I'm not going out to that godforsaken dust bowl and report on a bunch of screaming kids."
As I discreetly slid past them to reach the coffee maker, I mentally noted that it was not the first time he'd refused an assignment, and not the first time I'd wondered how he got away with talking to a news director that way, even though this news director was Les Hayburn, who possessed a temper but no spine. Not a pretty combination. So how did Fine get away with dictating to Hayburn? Tempting to say Fine knew where Hayburn's bodies were buried? As much as I like to figure out puzzles, did I truly care about this one? Nope. Trying to work out the Hayburn-Fine dynamic felt like the worst possible use of my time, well below scrubbing toilets. At that moment, the best use of my time was pouring a lot of coffee into a big mug. In a few of the stations I've worked at, the news director did the dictating. At the good ones, it was a collaborative relationship among news director, anchors, reporters, editors, camera people, and more. Those were the gems. KWMT-TV was a lump of coal. Over the 20-some months since I'd arrived, I was pleased to observe it developing into a somewhat more refined lump of coal, but coal nonetheless. At this rate, it would require millennia multiplied by millennia to aspire to diamond status. Mind you, I don't take direction from this news director the way I did at other stations on my climb up to the number one TV news market, the pinnacle from which I'd plummeted to KWMT. If you don't like being ruled by numbers, don't get into TV news. Every TV news market is ranked based on TV households, because a household and its residents don't count if they don't have a TV. From the top, those rankings go from New York through LA and Chicago, past Washington, D.C., which considers itself a big deal. But come on, it barely slips into the top 10 at number 9. So in TV land, it's barely into the world of the big boys, right down to the bottom of the triple digits where KWMT-TV resides.
"It's a news story," Hayburn almost pleaded with Fine. "The angle's the brand new location this year. That is another reason I won't do it. There are important people who are totally against this event."
My interest picked up. If Fine's idea of important people were against it, I might be all for it. "Like who?" I asked Thurston.
"I'm not telling you."
"You should be telling our viewers. It's what journalists do." Before Thurston responded, Hayburn, with the unsettling air of a predator sensing a nearby prey, turned to me.
"You could do the story."
Had he picked up on that fleeting thought about my interest picking up? Contractually, Hayburn wasn't in a position to assign me stories willy-nilly. I had the consumer affairs beat with the helping out with Elizabeth Margaret Danaher segment and special projects of my choosing. That didn't mean he couldn't ask, but he seldom did. The one area we seemed to agree on was minimizing our contact.
"Me? Her?"
Hayburn turned on Fine.
"Why not? You won't, and it's a news story."
That gave me an instant to recognize that Hayburn wasn't asking me solely to put Thurston's nose out of joint, nor to get at me. It was to get himself out of something. If he had picked up on that tick up in my interest, it was from somewhere deep in his self-serving lizard brain that knew how to manipulate reporters.